My, yes, my thought had to do with the picking up on some of what's been said, that we're in a disadvantageous position because of the many problems that have been suggested this morning. I really think that it's an advantageous position that we're in, and it's very fortunate. Granted, it will take a lot of skill, a lot of hard work, a lot of participation, not certainly any one person or small groups doing to achieve whatever this is, health in its broadest sense in new communities and in very rural areas. But I call it advantageous because of the fact that it's rare that one can be in the spot of planning for something almost anew, with a fresh outlook, with fresh, if not facilities, fresh approach, a fresh combination of people working together, including the private sector, where in terms of some of the help that we have been talking about, at least most of our public agencies are concerned with enforcing statutes and carrying out general regulations about protecting the health. But when we talk about bringing in involving industry, the private sector, the private physician, the private dentist, and the many others who contribute essentially to the overall health picture, then I think we're really able to look at it fresh and differently and not say we are encrusted, we have been doing it this way for 20 or 50 years and therefore it's too difficult to change, or we have to change people's habits, people's way of thinking, or the community's leadership structure. I think we really can look at it very creatively and originally if we will, and this is why I would like to consider it an advantage that we can now face this problem.
More than that, this is more than this, Mr. Chairman. This is you cut me off and I had the floor, and this was unfortunate. However, we still have a problem here, and the problem is that most of us have internal problems. Most of us do not know. Most of you people here do not know how to challenge authoritarian relationships of hierarchy. This is the problem. This is the problem that most of our innovators fail, like Dr. Wilson. Dr. Martha Wilson here, what she had to face is a classic example. But by being continuous, by having continuity of service, continuity of commitment. And with the TV characteristics of Alaska, this is, we have able to done this. But here, this is, all of these conferences are nice. They're beautiful. They're colorful. We get to have at least one drink if a person is a consumer of a drink. You know, this is, we continually goose up on an ego of a hierarchy in form of a social contact, continuous contact. And however that we are limited to that social contact. And that social contact means that we have to acknowledge the hierarchy. And this hierarchy means that we, even myself, have acknowledged statisticians that our program is going well. we automatically assume that as bureaucrats. Most of you are. I am not.
Thank you a lot.
No, wait a minute. What I have to say is what we have to confront is not only social hierarchy and the limitations of the leaders of your administration, which prescribe these programs. And we here, as human beings, have to execute farther beyond the administrative capacity. And here is one thing that we can demonstrate here. We can all afford to be nice when we talk about health. What we have is we have people dying. We know what the causes are right now. This is one thing that I cannot stand is the life expectancy of an Eskimo is still 35 years old. That I am an Eskimo. That's one thing that I cannot stand, and this is one thing that I will never tolerate. Right now, with the technology that we have, with what we have to work with, we can go on and hustle and fight. I am not condemning neither person that is involved in all of these programs. I am saying is let's establish a priority. One. Let's move on. And like my education has been very painful. And I want you, I have master's. I have my master's degree in environmental planning. You know, I am a product of a community that is 2,800 years old. 2,800 years older than this society which we face.
Now, I appreciate your comments very, very much. And it's wonderful to have your viewpoint. It's very helpful. You happen to represent a viewpoint that nobody else in the room has given. I thank you a lot. We must go ahead.
This is not a matter of thanks. This is not a matter of forgiveness. I am here not asking for sympathy or empathy. I am here is find yourself out. Find yourself out as a programmer, as a governmental administrator. Find yourself out.
I agree with you very well.
However, we are going to catch up with you. You know, I am a very hostile person. Hostile person in terms of social political need. However, in the lowest form. My education has been so rotten, has been so corrupt. This is what I have learned. I am the product of your educational system.
And our public health system. Dr. Reinhardt, you had your hand up, and we have time for one more comment, and then we must bring this to a close.
This is very brief, Joe. Having worked up in Alaska and having worked in health in the States like a couple of good friends up here, I've been impressed by this fact that most Alaskans who haven't worked outside get impressed by the the fact that they have the only problems of this time in the world, but it's just not true. There are whole areas in the Midwest that are medically indigent and geographically disadvantaged. Whole areas in the far west that are under the same situation. And this goes back to what you said, Dr. Freeman. I think that Alaska has a sterling opportunity to develop means of delivery of health services which can be applied to the states which have the same problems, but which are so stereotyped in their approach that they're not about to solve them. I think we really do have a sterling opportunity up here. And our problems are not unique, not so bad.
In my poor ability, yes, Dr. Wilson, I said one more, but since it's you.
I'd just like to speak to Charlie's comment. I think that what he's asking for is a sense of urgency, and I think that's a realistic request, and I think we ought to think about it.
I think, Charlie, and you are both right, the time is now. It's yesterday, in fact. We've agreed on that. We've agreed we have to communicate. And I think we've agreed we have to assume some responsibility. Certainly, Charlie said assume responsibility. We have to not confine our thinking to the narrow limits of my profession, your profession, but we need to do planning in terms of comprehensive planning for public health, beyond health. If it involves transportation, if it involves fiscal management and expenditure of oil-rich resources or something that come in, it involves that. It involves anything that it takes for comprehensive planning for public health. The place to start is Fairbanks. Dr. Freeland, you don't agree with my summary?
I do. I just wanted to make the additional comment, since it's not a question and you've limited questions, and that is in regard to the comment of the gentleman in back. I believe that this meeting indicates a certain kind of a lack or gap in that we are talking about health planning. Unfortunately, we have not been able to bring in all of the people who must be involved. For example, if we talked about education, do we have educators in the group and on the panel? In the true sense of the educator. Do we have some of the others who are involved, like rehabilitation people? They all need to be involved, and obviously this is the way we think, but we can't have them all at this one moment in time to explain all of the ways we can and must work together.
Well, certainly Art and Dr. Friedman and Mac Lamfer and Bill Offron, Dr. Chuck, we're all indebted to you for your time, and I'm sure you've stirred our thoughts, and thanks to you people for participation.
And here is not only that. This is not only coordination. Coordination as human beings. This is like we have assumed hierarchy that there is an authority relationship of what Dr. Martha can do. We know by the very structure of our authority, vested even in Congress, that Dr. Martha Wilson cannot do a lot of things. And therefore, that I like to see this conference progress. We can have history. We can have fantastic statistics. Unfortunately, I am one of those end products of those statistics that you read. However, it has come to a confrontation of qualitative life. You know, this is, we can perpetuate, we can have a little ticky-tacky program. However, the health of Alaska Natives is still 35 years of age. I am going to achieve that in a matter of 8 years. This are your records. This is the record of American history in Alaska. This is, you people may think that this is an emotional speech. However, this is not an emotional speech. This is the record of achievement. Achievement which is not to be recognized.
Charlie, thank you. Now, there are a few limited copies of Bill R. Frank's paper here, and I'll lay them on the platform, and I hope that we may get as much as possible in the minutes of the meeting. Thank you again, and we're adjourned.